In this unit, we will cover the topic of clinical decision support. What is clinical decision support, or CDS, and how can we find more information about it? According to the Roadmap on Clinical Decision Support of the American Medical Informatics Association, clinical decision support provides clinicians, staff, patients, or other individuals with knowledge and person-specific information intelligently filtered or presented at appropriate times to enhance health and healthcare. There are a number of overviews of clinical decision support which are referenced on this slide. Why do we need clinical decision support? Well, one of the reasons is the quality of healthcare. There are many studies that show that the quality of healthcare is not as good as it could be. Probably the best known of these studies came from McGlynn and colleagues, who sampled the medical records of nearly 7,000 adults in 12 metropolitan areas of the United States for 30 conditions. They found, on average, that only about 55% of care was consistent with the best known quality. Similarly, the organization NCQA, which focuses on healthcare quality, publishes an annual report. The last of these reports showed that there continue to be gaps between the quality that is ideal and what health plans provide. They look at the gaps between the average of what health plans do and the 90th percentile of current quality measures. These gaps show that, at least in the most recent report, anywhere from 49 to 115,000 avoidable deaths could come about from improved quality with $12 billion in avoidable medical costs. We also know that the quality of care for patients with chronic disease is no better and in many ways worse in the United States than in other developed countries. Another reason for needing clinical decision support is patient safety. The well-known Institute of Medicine Errors Report, To Err Is Human, found that as many as 98,000 Americans die each year due to medical errors, mostly due to medication errors. Now, some have argued that these numbers are too high or too low, but none argue with the concept that there are significant safety problems in healthcare. Lost in the discussion about who's to blame and other related issues are that most errors are the result of faulty systems. So the solution is not to try to make people smarter or to punish them, but rather to build better systems that identify and prevent errors. A quote from the late 1990s is apropos here. According to Chandler, a British physician, medicine used to be simple, ineffective, and relatively safe. Now it is complex, effective, and potentially dangerous. In the remainder of this unit, we will look at a variety of approaches to clinical decision support. We'll start with some historical perspectives, the early approaches to clinical decision support that tended to focus mostly on diagnosis. We'll then look at more recent approaches, including those that are used with modern electronic health record systems that are somewhat more focused on treatment. And in particular, we'll look at reminders, which remind clinicians to perform various actions, alerts, which are fairly similar to reminders, but alert them to more critical situations, and then computerized provider order entry, or CPOE, which brings clinical decision support to the point of care.